You're listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Ken Chavez, and this is episode number 101. We're talking today about noise. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. The sound is produced by vibrating objects and reaches the listener's ears via waves in the air or other media. Rock music can be a pleasant sound for a person, but it can also be dangerous to a person's hearing when the sound is loud or when they are confronted with it long and often enough. The hearing mechanism in the ears is able to detect even small pressure waves, but is also very sensitive. Even very loud noises are caused by extremely low pressure fluctuations. Therefore, loud sound can damage the hearing and can also lead to hearing loss in people with deafness. The original data contained a lot of noise that had to be sorted out, but not everything, and only about 1% of the noise in the original data. The atmosphere at the Australian Open is loud, the tennis stars can hardly wait, and the players are greeted by a considerable number of fans in the stands. Soul Care cuts through the noise, but not enough to cut it through and cause any problems for the players. Essentially, real white noise is generated by the sound of the crowd, not by any other sound source such as wind, rain or even sun. Many people enjoy falling asleep to the soothing hum of white noise, which consists of low, middle and high frequencies played together with the same intensity. This environment tends to be more comfortable and is filled with ambient noise that can disturb sleep. White noise is especially useful for people who do not like to sleep in a completely quiet environment, as it is audible even at low noise levels, such as in the middle of the night or during the day. White noise can also mask other sounds, making it useful for people living in noisy neighborhoods, such as people with hearing loss or people in hospitals. Some people equate white noise with other types of noise, such as loud music, loud noises and loud lights, but technically they are not the same. Still, there has been a lot of discussion about what white noise is and how it can help you sleep. By definition, white noise must consist of audible frequencies that are randomly played with the same amplitude. White noise is defined as equal in amplitude and frequency, but the effects on the ears can be similar. As a result, the results are more or less the same in amplitude and frequency, but not in frequency or amplitude. To frequency, white noise machines can help you create a more relaxed sleeping environment that promotes healthy, high-quality sleep. These devices produce sounds such as birdsong, crashing waves and even the barking of a dog. It is recommended to experiment with different colors using a sound machine that replicates these sounds. Sound equipment is generally light and compact, although some are exceptionally small and designed for travel. Bose's headphones have always had a pretty unique sound, and the company calls them Active EQ technology that optimizes the volume. The new earphones are not small compared to their competitors, but they are smaller and protrude less out of the ear than all their previous real radio models. This leads to a better ability to control the sound, which helps make music sound better at lower volumes, and a bit of raw energy that is often lost by cranking tracks up. The active noise reduction is particularly impressive, as the earphones do not clog the ear canal completely. Transparency mode is also one of the most lifelike, allowing you to have a full conversation or listen to traffic without wearing earbuds. Control of noise is difficult, but I expect any organization that conducts an audit and evaluates the cost of noise per dollar to conclude that reducing random variability is worthwhile. If you set it to maximum, block most background noise, which should mean you can handle the noise of your commute or plane trip. The main aim of this article is to introduce managers to the concept of noise as a source of error and explain how it differs from prejudice. The term bias has entered the public consciousness in recent years, as the words mistake and bias are often interchangeable. Better decisions can be made by reducing the anchoring effects of bias, such as bias in the decision-making process. Of course, no organization would trust in luck, and gathering this information is not easy, but it is obviously useful for an organization to know the bias and noise in the decisions of its employees. As the comparison of teams A and B shows, increased noise in the event of bias impairs accuracy. If there is no bias, the Information about what is going on in Team D is different from what is happening in Team A. However, increasing noise does not affect accuracy if there is prejudice. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ken and this was episode 101 of Backquote. See ya next time.